Pepsi Halftime Show. We're joined by head coach Chelsea DeVille. And, Coach, before we went back on the air, we were discussing the 19 offensive rebounds that led to 21 points for the Dragons. And you just, they're too good. You can't do that.
Right. To even think you're down two with less than 2 minutes in a situation like that, it was really a tale of the first, you know, Peyton Boone comes in and has six of their eight in the first quarter. And then we kind of handled it both in the second and third. And then in the fourth, again, they got eight more offensive and 21 points off of that. I mean, boy, it's just you did something right to contest a shot and make a miss, but you didn't end up with it. It's just troubling.
And there in the fourth quarter, you were able to come out and start to get closer, and then the ball wouldn't go in the basket again, and they started getting those offensive rebounds
right.
at their end
yes.
and were able to maintain their lead.
Yes, you know, it was either points off of an offensive rebound and then a foul. And then, I mean, you look at the shots, I think maybe we had a couple that it's like, oh, not a high percentage shot, but we had to get it off or whatever it was. But point blank shots, now difficult shots, not turn and lay it up, but you had the ball where you wanted it, and Taylor Bray was killing it. So I would have gone back to her every time, and she had great position and great shots that just rimmed out and didn't fall for us. So, you know, and that on top of it, you missed 9 free throws in a game where you just take away some of those numbers. And, boy, it was a great battle still for our kids, but definitely not a moral victory for us. We're tasting the blood a little bit.
Yeah, there in the third quarter, you went in, you had the lead at the half, and then
yeah.
in the third quarter, they came out and they were able to take the lead over again, and it was kind of in the first half because you had the lead,
yeah.
and the Dragons were never able to get the lead. They tied it a few times, but
right.
they were never able to get over the hump, and that kind of happened to you then.
Reversed
when they
it.
Came back and took the lead in the third quarter, you were never able to get all the way up the hill.
Right, yeah, it slipped away on us a little bit. We were kind of taking some difficult shots, you know, and again, the shot selection wasn't bad. I just think that we just weren't always tough saying, I'm going to get fouled. And then we start the game, third quarter, really good takes. But you go 1-1 on the free throw line or 0-2. That's just deflating. You just feel it. And honestly, we shot for 20 minutes. Each kid shot for 20 minutes free throws just to get mentally, like, get the rhythm down. Because we have lost maybe two or three games now where free throws are a glaring stat for us. And, you know, it's got to be a mental toughness thing on the line. A
couple of things that positive. You only had 10 turnovers mm-hmm. in the game compared to their 13. I thought you had a little trouble getting a handle on the ball sometimes, but you didn't commit turnovers.
Right.
But you only had 10 in the game, and so mm-hmm. that's got to be good.
Yeah, and a couple, I thought, early in the first half, first quarter even, unforced. We talk about it. If they force us into a great defensive effort and they turn us over, that's one thing. But we have those ones where you're like, whoa. Unforced, and you know, we clean that up, and in the second half, you know, the whole game, if you have 10, I'm okay with that.
And your freshman Rachel Hadela, another good night. She had 12 points. She was 4-4 off the line, tied for the team lead in rebounds with 5. So she's finding her way in this conference, isn't she?
She is, and you know, me always wanting more. she's not there. She's not even close. She just doesn't understand when she is tough. She's unstoppable. When she gets loose and upright and soft, she, you know, leans away from the basket. You know, we still got to get that freshman grind going through her. And when she figures out that she's pretty dang good, watch out. But, I mean, it's exciting to not be completely happy with a kid that's a freshman and playing that well. She's just pretty special.
And Brooklyn Bachman was a game-time decision. She seemed
she
to hold up pretty well.
Yeah, she didn't look as fresh as I wanted this morning to shoot around, but I was, you know, obviously I have a good relationship and trusting her. She's tough. If she can't go, like St. Cloud, she's going to tell me. And she said she's fine, and boy, she was. She did some nice things for us, especially on the defensive end, but she had some strong takes offensively, too, so thankful to have her back.
And now tomorrow night, Northern State, a team that I thought you had a real good shot at beating at their place, came up a little bit short.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll watch film in the morning of some of the clips that we've seen of our game the first time around, and you know, kind of make us a little embarrassed of some of the possessions we had, which is good because we can fix embarrassing. We can be better. So they're a big physical team again. The boards are going to be essential. We got to get to the free throw line and keep them off the glass. Similar game as tonight, but hopefully we play as tough as we do, and I like our chances.
Well, Coach, thanks for your time. Good luck.
Thanks, Kevin.
Head Coach Chelsea DeVille with us at halftime of the men's game. Dragons lead 34-32.